Somebody, there are people, you know, there are people out there that try to sell you or tell you that you can buy an airplane ticket to heaven. And some people will fall for it. It is people out there that will try to sell you a plane ticket to heaven so you can be with God. That's how crazy people are. But unless you go through Jesus, ain't no way. Ain't no way. But people can come up with some of the craziest things you've ever heard of that you can bypass. That you can bypass. There's no bypassing. There's no bypassing. Front to the back. Go through the middle. There's no bypassing. No bypassing. No bypassing God's word. There's no easy fix. There's no bypassing. So don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Learn to listen to his voice. Learn to hear his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. Learn to hear his voice. Because the scammers were calling your phone. They're not the only ones. I mean, it's some Jesus scammers out there. And they're scamming a lot of people because they don't know. They don't know. And it's some of our job to let them know. It's some of our job to lead them. But if we, you know, if we fail to take the plan and find our purpose, what's going to happen to those people that are assigned to us? We still working on our plan. We can't help them with theirs. We've been in church 30, 40, 50 years, and we still working on our plan. No, we got to do it now. We got to find our purpose now. And like I said, there's pain. There's pain in it. No, I told this story when my brother died. I was so, so angry and hurt, you know, the way he died. I was just so angry. I stayed angry for almost a year. I wasted a whole year because I was so angry and hurt, and I blamed everybody. And I was just angry. Wasted a whole year. I was angry at the cops. I was even angry at my pastor and first lady. I was just angry. I was so angry at the cops that one day I was going somewhere and I got pulled over. And I was rude to the cop. I got a ticket. But you know, he didn't know what I was angry about. All it did was cost me $200. That's all it did. He was writing a ticket. But I was rude to him because, you know, I've been stopped. You know, you nice. The cops are nice. They let you go, tell you, you know, you okay, go on. But no, I was just rude. Why you da-da-da? But I was angry for almost a year before I decided to let it go. I had to let it go. I was coming to church. But I had to let it go. And we spend a lot of time on stuff the plan that he has, the suffering, the pain you have to go through. It's up to you to choose how you handle the pain. You know, these last couple of years, we have been to more funerals. We have been to more funerals. And not just me, we have been to more funerals. It's been more funerals these last couple of years than anybody could have ever imagined. And a lot of people are still in grief, in sorrow. Yes, you miss them, but you can't stop living. You can't stop going. You can't stop loving. You can't stop giving. You can't stop trusting. You can't stop believing. You just can't. We were not designed to quit. Because you quit, you'll never get to the finish line. We were not designed to quit. We were designed to pursue because he gave us every scripture we need to fulfill whatever we lost. It's in the word. 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 And he wants us to just get in the word. Get in the word. Get in the word. And let the word get in us. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and she was saying how her husband was, he's a minister, and he was just hurt because the people would not come back to church. The people would not come back to church. Well, if the church, if the word is in you, you will come back to church. You will come back to church if the word is in you. Because there's no way you can just sit at home Sunday after Sunday. I mean, it's not natural. I don't know how people do it. You just don't understand it. But people just turn away from the church because it was not really in there. It was not really in there. It was a form. It was a form of godliness. But when you have God, when you have an encounter with God, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. It's just in you. You can't. I mean, I wanted to quit when I was so angry. I couldn't do it because the God in me. The God in me, even though I was angry, but the God in me, he never let me stop because he never quit loving me. He never quit. He never quit pulling for me. Like I said, he's my biggest cheerleader. The word says he will never leave you nor forsake you. Never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what you go through, no matter your losses, no matter your hurt, no matter your pain. I could have took that pain of losing my family. I could have took that pain and I could have held on to it. I could have still been holding on to it. But God. And when we stop worrying about ourselves, when we stop, it's just like layers start falling off of you. And that's how it was. It's just like layers and weight start falling off of you. And when it started falling off of you, those things that were weighing you down, that were so heavy on your heart, that you were so confused about, that you were so worried about, it's already took care of because of the end of the book. He says it's already done. I want Psalms 32:8. So I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you. Along the way and lead you forth with my eyes and your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn. When I take you where you've not been. Don't make me tug you and pull you along. He said, just come with me. Now, that's his plan to get to your purpose.